You know, it's there's a guy on stage here who we flew all the way out from Salt Lake City. Rodney made him some of his earliest violins. Rodney was a fine instrument maker. He shared a he had this big space that we used to rehearse in back in the old days. There's this big warehouse on Golden Gate Avenue across from the where the Doggy Diner was on Golden Gate and Van Ness. Rodney made violins up there. Bill Graham stored all his chairs there from the Fillmore Auditorium. Yeah, and posters. Yeah, he stored all his posters there. If only I'd known. But here he is, all the way from Salt Lake City, Utah, one of San Francisco's original dinosaurs, from It's a Beautiful Day, Mr. David LaFlame.
Hello, friends. Thank you. That's true. Back in about 1965 or 66, I was playing with a band, and I just had a regular acoustic fiddle, and of course, as soon as the guitar started playing, forget it, you know, you couldn't hear me at all. And so I met Peter and Rodney, and I told Rodney about my problem, and he said, well, why don't you come over to my shop, and we'll see what we can do about it. So we worked together on it for, I guess, about a year or a year and a half before the thing finally came together, which was just at the right time, because about that time, It's a Beautiful Day started to take off, and of course, I had Rodney's electric violin to play on. It's much like the one I brought here tonight. It's much cruder, of course. This is a 1984 version of the same thing. It has five strings on rather than four, which is the one I had Rodney make for me. That way you can go a little bit lower. I'll show you here. Down into viol and cello range. Here's quite a guy. Play Whitebird. This guy's really... Sign this guy up to the comic finals here tomorrow night. I'd love to play it for you, but it's just... I've only been in town a couple of days, and it's kind of tough to teach these guys Whitebird.
Everybody in this audience, everybody in the stage knows fucking White Bird, LaFlame. What are you talking about?
tell him, Robert. Yeah, Robert. All right, Robert.
We're going to play a song for you here.
tell him, Robert.
We're going to play a song for you here that just a little nothing, new song of mine, something that I thought it would
be fairly easy to teach the guys. Could I apologize to Peter's parents and people up there for saying the F word? I'm very, very sorry.
That's all right, Robert. Get it out, guy. Get it in. I don't care what you do. I'm doing the next song. Here's a song of mine. You know what I said about Merle when he showed up late?
Hey, wait a minute. Anyway, wait a minute, Rob.
I'd introduce David LaFlame.
He was late that night. Well, actually, they started the show a little early. It wasn't really Merle's fault. But we're going to play a song for you here of mine called, a little different. It's called Who's Gonna Love Me Now? It goes something like this. It's a new song, so we'll try on it, you know. Here we go.
Myself to sleep. While I lay there, I could hardly breathe. My world was falling down, closing in around me. Dreaming of a love so tender, dreaming of a sweet surrender. I know I need it out in so many ways. I keep remembering those many happy days. Each time I close my eyes, I feel her face before me. Dreaming of a love so tender, dreaming of sweet surrender. Someone will win, someone will lose. It's a matter of my the way the game is played. Baby, who's gonna love me? Who's gonna love me now? Who's gonna love me? Who's gonna love me now? Who's gonna love me? Falling down, closing in around me, dreaming of a love so tender.